Hello, everybody, and welcome to another half hour of Just Jazz, a concert in jazz, and presenting some of the finest organizations and soloists in America. Gene Norman, our regular impresario, has made it possible for us to present the Dixieland Jubilee Jazz Concerts that you've been hearing for the past several weeks. All the way from the swing to the bebop, and about to hear once more from the Pan Pacific Auditorium here in Hollywood. So he'll take over now and present our program of Just Jazz. Here he is now, a master of ceremonies, Gene Norman.
Thank you very much, Neil, and hi, gang. It's good to be back again. Well, here we are at the Pan Pacific, 8,000 howling jazz fans about to hear just about the greatest Dixieland group ever assembled. Here we go with Earl Father Hines at the Baby Grand, Big T, Jack Teagarden on trombone, Barney Albany Bigard with his clarinet, and lovable behemoth Sid Catlett, Big Sid at the Tubs, Arvo Shaw on bass. Plump but very personable Thelma Middleton is going to shout the blues, and of course, the king of jazz himself, the pride of New Orleans, Mr. Louis Satchmore Armstrong. Thelma is going to start things off with the lowdown blues, so with Louis as maestro, here they go.
Take the time. bag of notes, remember. And now we're going to turn you over to that fine copper boy at the piano. We'll fall behind. Beaten out. We'll be moving on to St. Louis Zoo.
Thank you.
Yes, that was Louis Armstrong, the king of jazz and his famous crew. They seem to be an inspired crew indeed, probably out of mutual admiration and respect for each other. Thelma Middleton with I Ain't Mad at You, and then Father Hines with his famous boogie-woogie version of the St. Louis Blues, and then Body and Soul with Barney Bigard blowing on his clarinet. Well, it's time now for the second part of our concert called Just Jazz. Here we go with Wild Bill Davison on trumpet. He came all the way from New York to blow here tonight. Maury Feld at the tubs, Lou McGarity on tram, Matty Matlock, clarinet, Jeff Stacy at the piano, Artie Shakuro on bass, and Mr. Edward Condon, the eloquent spokesman of jazz in some circles, strumming his guitar. Eddie Condon and his company have taken their places now, so let's go.
Thank you.
Our sincere thanks to Eddie Condon and his orchestra, their Dixie Line Jazz version of The One I Love, and then Blues in B-flat. Mighty fine, mighty fine. Well, let's move along. We have so much wonderful music to hear, I don't want to interrupt. It's time for part three of Just Jazz, which brings you Louis Armstrong and his famous crew once more. They're going to give us one of their original numbers, so we'll let Louis tell you about it. Here he is, Louis Armstrong. I hate to break in right in the middle of Louis Armstrong's steak races, but it's time to wrap up another package of Just Jazz. Before we wrap it up completely, however, I'd like to thank Eddie Condon and his band and Louis Armstrong, too, for being with us tonight and giving us another half hour of musical entertainment, real entertainment. I'm also going to take time to fulfill a promise that I gave you guys last week, and that is to read some of the names of you listeners out there who have written us some very fine letters in appreciation of the jazz programs we send your way. We received a long, interesting letter thanking us again on behalf of the millions in Europe who look to America for their tomorrow in music. Signed, Mr. Mark Weif, Chief Announcer, AFN Munich, Stuttgart. Thanks, Mark. We'll try to keep it right on the mark. And then there's a letter here that starts with, I'm a Swedish guy, just 16 years old, and my greatest interest is music. And that one is signed, kind regards from Lars Terje. Gosh, I know I don't pronounce Swedish very well, but I know he knows who I mean. It comes all the way from Eslöv, Sweden. Thanks a lot, Lars. We'll keep it coming your way just as long as we can. Thanks also to Sergeant James Barber, a patient at the Percy Jones General Hospital, at the time he wrote this letter at least, and he says, I hope you go even further into this wonderful realm of bop. Well, we have lots of bop coming your way because bop is really over the top here in America, and I know it will be soon in Europe, too. And last but not least, thanks to Lieutenant William Hall, who wrote us a card of appreciation from the Republic of Panama. Well, that's all the time we have for this time, but we'll read off some more names next week. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the shows and keep those letters rolling in because we really appreciate it. Address all mail to Just Jazz, Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA. When you want to hear the very best, you'll be hearing Just Jazz. So until next time, when we'll be back at the same time and same station, this is Gene Norman saying thanks for the letters. The best to all of you, and so long for a while.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.